About 1 to 1.5% of the housing stock in the unincorporated area already is in short-term rentals. And so the impacts have already happened for that percentage. And so to the extent that we all believe that in somehow specifically allowing this and writing new regulations is going to cause a whole bunch more, there certainly would be potential impacts to affordable housing. But those impacts in a lot of areas have already happened, and I think we've already seen them in, and housing prices are going up for a number of reasons as well.